Okay, it's football season. In fact, the high school where I graduated is in the state championship coming up. Not that I'm that excited. It is also hockey season. In some ways, it's basketball season. And in Western New York, it is meat raffle season. Hopeful carnivores descend on churches and town halls, hoping to get lucky. Reporter Kate Kay is on it, just outside Buffalo.
You want to get a chance for the liquor basket?
A meat raffle? It's just what it sounds like. You buy tickets for the chance to win steaks or sausage.
We come to all the meat raffles.
Cindy Kochaya was among the more than 300 people who showed up on a recent Saturday to the Polish Falcons Hall. She and her friends Arlene Krasminski and Carol Wozniak wore handcrafted necklaces adorned with meat-shaped pendants.
Do you guys make these?
They're dog chew
toys.
All right,
you've got a drumstick.
Yes.
You've got a ribeye.
Meat raffles have been around for decades, but ask almost anybody. In Western New York, there's been a meat raffle boom. They're fundraisers, usually for a charity or a Pee Wee Hockey League. The latest craze? A chance to win the mighty freezer filled with meat. Chrissy Strader was one of the younger raffle goers in the multi-generational crowd. She came decked out in a goofy hat.
It's a pitcher of beer on my head.
Chrissy was the designated driver this time, but other nights she likes the fact that a small cover gets her all the Labatt Blue or Bud Light she wants.
It's $5. You can drink and win meat. Who doesn't enjoy meat?
Volunteer bartender Paul Klock admits maybe meat raffles are more about beer than winning a ham.
Probably. But boy, it's about 60-40. They say the doors open at 6 at 5:30. There are people lining up waiting to drink.
Compared to, say, a candy fundraiser, the money rolls in bigger and faster. Some meat raffle fans say they spend 50, some as much as 150 bucks on raffle tickets. And there are usually decent odds, with multiple spins of the wheel per round. Runners rush to the tables to sell tickets for each round, and people hold up singles if they want in.
Number 159, 159.
Winners jog up to fetch pork loins or slabs of bacon. In the end, a guy sitting up front won the freezer full of meat, but that won't stop raffle goers Ray Sharpa and Dana Dumma from coming back.
And we have a good time, man, let me tell you.
Meat raffles are awesome.
There's no doubt they'll have their pick of Western New York meat raffles. This trend could become a tradition. For NPR News, I'm Kate Kay in Buffalo.